thanks so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzek, and this morning we are going to check in with the K-Hi Debate, Drama, and Forensics team. Not the whole team, but some members from it. Joining us this morning, we have Braxton Zink, Eddie Gomez, and Jocelyn Cannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for being here. And for those unfamiliar with it, who can tell us, just kind of explain what DDF is? And they're pointing at Braxton.
Yeah. So DDF stands for Debate, Drama, and Forensics. It's mainly debate, where you get a topic for a month, and then for that month you research that topic, and then you hold a meet with a whole bunch of other towns in Southeast Alaska, and then you debate over that topic. And there's also drama, where you can perform a dramatic piece, and there's also like a forensics, where you can get either just a random topic or a political topic. You have 30 minutes to research that topic, and then you give a 5 or 7 minute speech about that. So it's a lot of variety, and it's also a lot of fun.
Are team members, I don't know if I'd call it, like, specialize in certain areas? Like, you're a drama person, or you're a debate person, or however that works. There's different categories, or how does that work?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely, it's not like assigned, but there's definitely some kids that lean one way or the other. Like, personally, I kind of lean towards debate, and I know we have some members on the team that definitely lean towards, like, the drama side of it. I know Jocelyn over here, she's going to try out a new drama piece this upcoming meet. I'm looking very forward to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
Oh, I was going to say, and I'm going to ask each of you, ponder for a moment, what attracted you to DDF? Why did you decide to join this? You know, there's lots of different activities that you can do at school and different things. What is appealing about this to you? And actually, let's start first with Braxton.
Yeah, so I'm the only 4 year here. I was attracted to debate just because my parents are good friends with David Mitchell, and he came to our house and he spoke about it a lot, and he personally told me that, like, hey, I think that you'll be good for debate, and I was. So I just stuck. I joined it my freshman year, and I've been with it since.
And he is the coach.
Yeah, he's the coach of the debate team.
All right, and that's ask you, Jocelyn.
I was originally appealed to it to work on my public speaking. And it really helped develop that, and like for interviews, and you take it with you like the rest of your life. So it's really helpful.
And how long have you been participating?
This is my second year.
Okay. And Eddie?
So for me, I originally was really opposed to doing debate because my sister, she did it all 4 years of her high school, and she loved it. She would always tell me that it's like probably the most beneficial class that you could take at the high school. I mean, and now that I've actually done it, I strongly agree. It really helps you, like, publicly speak, like Jocelyn was saying. And it just, like, helps you build your character, I guess. But this is my second year doing it. And I kind of jumped on the train because not only for my sister telling me it was a great thing, just other alumni. And actually, Representative Dan Ortez's son, Sam Ortez, I worked on a SANER with him two summers ago. And nonstop, he would talk about debate. He would just keep talking about debate, and he'd just tell me, like, how actually beneficial it was. I guess I took a piece of advice from them, and I just jumped in my junior year. I remember being in the commons, and Jocelyn actually came up to me, and she was like, we heard on the intercom that morning that the debate, we were going to have, like, the first debate practice. And she comes up, she goes, hey, do you want to go? And we were like, yeah, sure, why not? And then we went, tried it out, and here we are, 2 years later, so...
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you said you were opposed to it at first. What was it that you like, no way I'm going to do this? What caused you to think that way and then change your mind?
I'm not really sure why I was opposed. I guess I was just kind of scared of the workload. There is a really big workload. And but my sister would always tell me, like, oh, it's good for you, right? Because, I mean, it is just good for you to challenge yourself because it is challenging. I remember thinking that my first debate meet was just going to go so smoothly. I thought I was super prepared, and I did horrible. And then I've improved so much, and I think everyone really has. So I guess that's why I was initially opposed to it.
And what is, I guess, you talk about a lot of work. I guess, what does it entail to be on the debate team? What kind of is a day in the life for you guys, or as you're getting close to a meet, Jocelyn?
We write a case that's around probably 500 words every month for the debate, and then we also memorize a 10-minute speech that we perform, and then we perform that same speech throughout every meet, And there's other people who memorize drama pieces, so we're constantly practicing our pieces and our speeches and memorizing them and writing new cases and getting evidence, things like that.
And is this like an after-school activity or is it a class?
It is both a class and an after-school activity. Mm-hmm. Like it's a second period in K-High. So yeah, we all of the debate kids meet up for that. And then after school, we also meet up to work more on debate.
Yeah, sometimes we meet, like Braxton said, after school. Because like Jocelyn mentioned, it takes a lot of like, you put in a lot of hours just researching to really like get your brain around some of the topics. For example, last year we had to talk about NATO and Russia and some and like the Baltic states and just something completely random that you get the topic and then you go home, sit down, put it into the Google search bar, and you're like, okay, where do I start? So it takes a lot of time.
And how much, when you're at a meet, do you know what the topic is going to be or is something thrown at you at the last minute?
Yeah, so you do, you get the topic like a month beforehand and you spend that whole month researching on that topic. And then when you get to the meet, you aren't prepared for the arguments and the cases that other people are going to bring up. But hopefully you prepared in preparation for that. You have like some ideas of what other people are going to say. Sometimes there's like left field questions or stuff that you aren't prepared for. But then like that's another great thing about debate. It's just it definitely helps you think more and come up with more answers and ideas on the spot.
Do you work together as a team at that moment, or is one person the spokesperson? How does that kind of work?
So you are you have a partner. So there's two of you, and then you flip a coin right before the debate, and you're either going to be for or against the resolution or the topic. So you study both sides, and then right before the debate, they choose for you. So you have to be prepared equally.
Yeah, we have about how many of those teams? We have less than 10 or more than 10 pairs?
We are roughly like 18 to 16 kids because some kids may be gone. So it's usually like 7 to 8 teams that are at a meet, usually.
Only on Ketchikan.
In the debate aspect of it, that's disregarding any of the other events.
So you, the Ketchikan team, there are about 18 of you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine with COVID, it's been challenging. Have you been able to do any in-person debates, or has it been virtual? How has it been working?
Yeah, so last year, it was all virtual. We were just, how it would work was we were all be in a different classroom after school, at the school, and we would all, like, debate virtually, like, with our partner in a completely different room. However, this year, we have had the opportunity to be in person. We've had, for just this year, we've gone to Metlakatla, Skagway, and Juneau, and each city has their own different COVID mitigations. Like obviously, Metlakatla requires vaccinations to be there, so all the people on the KI debate team had to be vaccinated. And there's also like mask mandate, like pretty much at all points, you need to have your mask on. However, since debate is one of those sports where you actually can socially distance, I know that Skagway and Juneau, like, they did give you the option to have your mask off while you speak, but then have it on while you're just sitting down and writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm. I know for the COVID aspect of it, it was so weird since last year was my first year doing debate and just seeing everybody else in Southeast, all the other debate teams, just over a screen on my laptop. And then it was so weird making the transition into actually seeing them in person this year. And it was just funny because we would just, like Jocelyn and I, since we both had our first year online, we would just sit there and be like, oh, is that the guy with like this one headphone or something? We just like associate them with the most random things. And I'm really grateful that we actually get to have the activities in person this year because it is actually completely different. I was really surprised with how different it was compared to on a laptop to actually speaking in front of like an in-person judge and with your opponents sitting fairly next to you. But yep.
Yeah, I imagine it is much nicer to do things. That's true anywhere.
Yeah,
it's much nicer to do
really
things
is.
In person. And I understand that you have a meet coming up soon. Is that correct?
Yes. So December 10th and 11th, so not this coming weekend, but next weekend, there's going to be a debate meet that Ketchikan is hosting. There's going to, as of now, we're getting teams from Metlakatla, Skagway, Haines, Sitka, TM, Mount Edgecombe, and am I missing any else?
Juneau has kind of a combined team. They have a few kids from JD, Juneau Douglas, and a few, and most of their kids are from Thunder Mountain. So we just refer to them as TM, but it's kind of a mix of both.
Yeah, and what's interesting about is that we're currently organizing it right now, and the one, like I would say, like the one thing that the KI debate team needs right now is judges and timers, and this is just kind of a request for people. Like, you don't, like, it's what debate is called in, like, what we do is called public forum debate, and we call it that because it's a form of debate where, like, the public can come watch. You don't have to have some, like, degree in some, like, fancy degree in order to, like, have a good understanding. It's, like, it's meant to be that, like, as long as you're, you know, motivated, and as long as you, like, are there and willing to judge, then you can judge, and it's a lot of fun. I've invited a lot of people to be judges, and then they've talked to me afterward about like how much fun that is and how the different opinions and perspectives have been changed by that. So if you are willing to judge, the website is on. You can apply to be a judge on either the Ketchikan website or on KGBSD, the KGBSD website.
Mm-hmm. To kind of add on to what Braxton was saying about judges and how anyone can really sign up, it's really interesting from a judge aspect when you go in there. And like Braxton said, it's just really easy to actually understand just the way that the debate is actually laid out. And you actually learn a lot of information. I know that personally, one of my favorite aspects of debate is just getting more knowledge, just actually learning more. And I could see why, like, through the eyes of a judge, that would be pretty enticing, because sometimes our debate topics are actually local, are actually, like, tied into Alaska or Southeast Alaska. For example, last year we had one related to the PFD, and this year we had one related to tourist-related taxes. So a lot of times they actually hit home, and you end up learning a lot that you didn't know.
What does it entail to be a judge? I mean, obviously, willingness to show up, but, mm-hmm. Yeah. But what do you actually have to do?
So you sign up online, and then there's some optional training if you're not sure, if you've never done it before, and then you kind of just sit in a room, and whatever event you're judging, if you're judging debate, you have a piece of paper, and you're, you know, writing down what this team did, their points, their contentions, and saying how well they spoke. You give them speaker points, and or if they made good points, who won the debate. Just because somebody has, like, the best speaker points doesn't necessarily mean that they made the best arguments. So there's different way that judges judge people. Some judges are more on how well you speak, and some judges are, like, who made the best points. So everything is different. Debate's not really fair in that way.
Just to add on to that, you can there is training in order to be a judge. It's only like an hour and a half long, and you just get all of the, just, yeah, Mitchell goes in there, and our debate coach comes, and he tells you about, you know, what to do, like, in certain situations, like, rules of debate. And he also, like, when you're judging a debate, there's also, like, you have a timing packet which shows, like, all of the different times and when people are supposed to talk, and then just a general guidelines of what to judge. It's not like being thrown out of the nest for the first time, like being forced to fly. Like, it may seem intimidating at first, but, like, over, like, you have a lot of help for you, and you have four people in the room, probably five people in the room, one for timing, four for debating, who have done this like 100 times before, and they can help you throughout the process if you so need so.
Yeah, and it's not even necessarily that you have to judge debate. I mean, of course, we appreciate those judges, but if you're intimidated a little bit by debate, you can even go to some of the other events, such as XCOM or Extemporaneous Speaking, where, as Braxton mentioned earlier, you just are given a random topic, and you have 30 minutes to prepare, and then you have to try to give a 5 to 7 minute speech on it. those are kind of fun to judge because sometimes the topics are completely random. For example, last meet, I had a random topic of, I pulled a random topic and I had to try to give a speech on Snow White. And it's just completely random topics. So if you're kind of new to judging, like Braxton said, you have like a paper right in front of you that can actually tell you what to do. And you can just have fun with it. You have these kids try to give you a speech about Snow White and, you know, it can be pretty interesting.
Okay, and you mentioned, so what is the commitment time-wise for it? Do you need to be there the whole day, part of the day? How long is the whole event, and how much time do you need to commit?
So we spend a lot of time there. We're pretty much, the debate kids are pretty much there from 8 in the morning to like 9 at night on a Saturday, and then on Friday night we're there like straight after school until late at night. But the judges sign up for different slots, so they can be there for like 2 hours, and they can sign up for other slots. It just depends what they sign up for.
Whatever you want to sign up for, like, is entirely up for you. If you're free in the morning but booked up in the afternoon, you can go in the morning. If you're really passionate and you want to be there the whole day, by all means, you can do that. It's just like, it's really flexible. You can just check on KGBSD, their website. They have the judge sign up sheet, and you can just look on there, look for free times, and then if you're free at that certain time period, then you can do that. We're very flexible.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, again, getting the word out there, if anyone is interested in helping to judge the DDF event coming up next weekend, anything else that you want to add this morning?
Not much that I can think of. I just really want to thank you for, having us on. And we'd really appreciate it if anybody came out and judged us. Like Braxton was saying, we're flexible. You can come out anytime you want. It's typically about like a 2-hour slot time. If you want, feel free to volunteer for more hours. And it's actually a pretty fun experience to be a judge.
All right, and I imagine you need quite a few judges. So good luck.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I hope you get that. excuse me again. Thank you very much this morning to Braxton Zink, Eddie Gomez, and Jocelyn Cannon for joining me this morning.